Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and on behalf of Independence Baptist Church, I'd like to welcome you back to our weekly radio broadcast. Today, Pastor Reynolds will be continuing his message on justification. However, if you've missed any of these messages, you can log into our website and listen to all of the other broadcasts about justification. Our website address is independencebaptist.org. So that website address again is independencebaptist.org. Now on this site, you'll find the prior broadcasts along with many different audio messages from prior revival services and other messages preached there at Independence Baptist Church. For this morning's message, you can turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 3, verse 28, as we hand the message over to Pastor Reynolds.
Last Sunday morning, we preached on the doctrine of justification. That is, that we are really just before God and God alone. We concluded our discussion last Sunday morning in verse 28 of Romans chapter 3, where the Bible states, "Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law." It's important that we understand here that Paul concludes a thought. And yet, Paul does not finish the thought. You know, the Apostle Paul understands that people are people. And he understands how lost a person is. And he understands that a person must have more than one proof. Therefore, the lesson continues. Even though Paul said in verse 28 of Romans chapter 3, "Therefore we conclude," the analysis of what Paul has said is absolutely correct. But he continues in this just in case someone wants another thought. And you know, I think today that there are those that want another thought. There are those that are not satisfied with the Bible just saying one time what something is. There's people that want much proof. They want it over and over and over again. And so this is what Paul is doing. And he continues the lesson. Notice in chapter 4, the Bible states in verse 1, "What shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness." Now, the Apostle Paul takes us back to this man, Abraham. And I would ask you the question this morning, when was Abraham justified? When was Abraham actually saved? I know that you might say, well, when he was called from Ur of the Chaldees. No, you're wrong. The Bible states in the book of Genesis, chapter 15 and verse 6, "And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness." This is an exact quote from the book of Romans, chapter 4 and verse 3. What's this all about? This is telling us that a lost person can follow Christ. And every lost person does follow the commands of Christ. Somebody would say, well, now, wait a minute, preacher. Said, don't you know that the Lord called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees? Oh, I know that. I think everybody understands that very vital truth. But Abraham was not saved when God called him from Ur of the Chaldees. Abraham actually followed God for about 11 years, and he was lost as he could be. The Bible states in the book of Genesis chapter 15 and verse 6 that this is the time when Abraham believed the Lord, and God counted it to him for righteousness. And this is takes us right back up to Romans chapter 4 and verse 3. The point is this, is that we need to trust God by faith. That's what Paul is writing about. He is not telling about all the good things that Abraham did when he was lost. Abraham helped Lot when he was lost. But Abraham believed God about the son that was to come. The son, Isaac, was not born until Abraham was 100 years old. This means that Abraham was lost when God called him from Ur of the Chaldees, that Abraham was saved in Genesis chapter 15 and verse 6, and Abraham, when he was going to offer Isaac upon the altar later, that is when Abraham was justified in the acts, in the works that he would do. Now, there is a difference in all those 3 points. Number one is that God called a lost man to follow him, and lost people ought to follow Christ wherever he leads them to go. God will always take care of them. Next, point number two is that God expects people to believe in him and just trust him, just to rely upon him continually, and even though they don't understand how everything's going to work out, to trust God. That's what Abraham did when he believed God and God counted him for righteous. And then later, when Isaac was a young man, and there Abraham was going to offer Isaac upon an altar. This is a continual process of God blessing and God helping people that they might come to know him in freeness of sin. Now, in Romans chapter 4 and verse 4, the Bible says, "Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt." You see how the Bible says here that a person that is working for the reward, that God is obligated somehow to fulfill for this individual. But God is not obligated at all. God is totally free to do whatsoever he desires to do. God is not under any obligation to us. God is not under any thought of us. But God touches us because he is a sovereign. He is a king. He is the ruler. He is the one that judges us. He's the one that keeps us. He's the one that helps us. He's the one that does everything for us. It is God and God alone. Notice in verse 5 of the book of Romans chapter 4, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." The plain truth is that a person that does not work, but simply trusts Christ, is doing much more for his eternal benefit than the person that is working on and doing all kinds of things. It is the person that is trusting God, disbelieving the promises of God, that is finally and wondrously and gloriously redeemed by God's own grace. You see, a person is saved by grace. That is unmerited favor, not of any works that they could ever do. The person is redeemed not because they've been baptized, not because they join church, not because they do good works, but rather a person is redeemed simply because they trust God. That is it. That is everything. Today, you may be a person that's listening to this broadcast, and you may have done a lot of bad things in your life. I know there's been people that's told me, "Why, I can't be saved because it's just too much. I've done too much wrong." You know, God knows all about all of that. God knows everything. And God touches people where they live. God is real. God is the only one that can redeem a lost sinner. Think of that. God is the one that can save you when you're unworthy. You think of the thief on the cross. What had this man done in all of his life that was glorifying to God? Why, nothing at all. And yet, Jesus Christ redeemed this man's unworthy soul on the cross of Calvary. And this man will spend eternity thanking God for everything that he's done. If a person has done a lot for God and they go to heaven, they're going to spend eternity, they're going to be bragging about everything that they've ever done. They're going to be filling heaven with all of the glories that they had worked, that they had struggled, that they had done all the things that they had done. But listen, the truth is that only a person that is totally lost, only a person that cannot help themselves. Jesus says, I can wash away their sins. Jesus says, I will forgive them. Jesus says, I will bless them. I will give them eternal life. It is not anything that a man could ever do. This is the truth of it. You know, Paul explains it and explains it, that a person is saved by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is Paul that says in the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 4 and verse 5, now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Paul tells us in these verses 4 and 5, the book of Romans, chapter 4, that we are justified not by what we do, but by what Jesus Christ has already done for us. There is no way that a lost sinner can justify himself. You know why? Because all are filled with sin. The Bible tells us this in the book of Romans, chapter 3 and verse 10. There is nothing in a sinner that causes God to declare them justified, which simply means they stand before God as if they had never, ever sinned. If a person is working to be justified before God, he cannot accept the grace, the unmerited favor of God.
In a prior message this month, Pastor Reynolds made the statement, as far as the legality of the law is concerned, I'm righteous in God's eyes. Why? Because Jesus Christ took my place on the cross of Calvary. And if you think about that statement, it's absolutely a wonderful thought. Now, there's going to be some that take that and they corrupt it by saying, you know what? I don't have to live a good life anymore. I've been justified. But that attitude usually indicates the person wasn't really saved to begin with. You know, although we are justified before God, we still have a deep, burning desire to serve the Lord. We want to live before Him righteously. We want to use our life as an example for Him. You know, at the same time, there'll be others that say they're justified by God, they're justified before God by their good works. But, you know, the passages that Pastor Reynolds read, like Romans chapter 3, verse 28, and Romans chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3, they talk about justification being by faith and not by works. So justification is not by works, but a person that's been justified and recognizes that they stand before God justified will want to serve Him. They will want to live a life that shows what God has done for them. If you'd like to come and talk to us about salvation, feel free to come to our services this morning. Our building is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestown, Missouri. We'll be starting services at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, followed by 11 a.m. worship services. And then this afternoon, we'll have a prayer meeting at 3:45, which will be followed by worship services at 4:30. And then, of course, we also have a Wednesday night Bible study that starts at 7. Another great resource that I've mentioned earlier, and it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is the church's website. And you can review articles, books, and listen to audio messages. All you got to do is log in to independencebaptist.org. You can also contact us at 636-673-2180. Well, our time for today is up, but we want to thank you for listening and remind you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.